Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is going to be a fun experience because we're kind of going back in time and forward in time all at the same time. What I mean by that is rarely do I ever have someone who's been on our show more than once, but I wanted to kind of go back and bring someone back who, gosh, it's been over a year now, but I want to introduce you guys, reintroduce you to Akbar Sheikh. Akbar, welcome.
What's up, Dave? Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. This is a lot of fun. For those of you guys who don't know his story, I'm going to have you refer back to the first podcast we did, and we'll put that down in the show notes. But real quick, Akbar, I wish, again, I don't know if we're going to have this on video or not, but let me just kind of tell you, this is a guy who went from having nothing, basically was living in a janitor's closet. And I'm looking at the backdrop to his interview room here, and mine just is absolutely garbage. I've got a white wall. I'm totally jealous. I'm looking here. He's got a picture of he and Russell. He's got a shelf with I don't know how many awards because he's blocking half of them, 8 or 10 awards there. He's got two comic club plaques behind him. I mean, the guy's been just crushing it. And I thought, you know what? It'd be a ton of fun just to have him back on. The first time I had him on was because we'd met, gosh, I think it was 2 Funnel Hacking Lives ago. And at that time, he just got his first 2 Comic Club award. And so I thought it'd be really fun to bring him back on and kind of tell the journey from 1-2 Comic Club award to now 3, pushing forward to hit our 8-figure award, our 10X plaque and ring and everything. So with all that said, I've said more than enough, Akbar. Glad to have you on the show. Kind of fill in the gaps of what I forgot.
Oh, man. You know, we've just, we've gotten a little gray since I first joined ClickFunnels. I had 2 kids, actually. So I just got into, 2 years ago in the first Funnel Hack Lab was when I first joined ClickFunnels in Dallas. Yeah. And then last year's one. So I've had 2 kids since then. I've gotten some gray hair and I've gotten some clarity on how this whole internet marketing world works. And, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, Dave, to really soak up, you know?
You know, the crazy thing about you, we always, for some reason, always comes up as far as 2 comic clubs and plaques, awards, all this craziness, and people thinking all these millions of dollars. The thing that I want people to understand about you, which is really kind of the weirdest thing, is you are not motivated by money at all. I mean, like, at all.
Right. It was funny because I'm in Russell Brunson's Inner Circle, right? And, there's a coach, a life coach, Coach Mandy. So you take these tests, you know, the DISC test, and it tells you what do you value in life? And it's crazy because you think you might know yourself, but you really kind of don't. When you take the test, that is me. You're right. And everybody was kind of shocked when they found out that my, it's called economy, money was not important to me at all. And everyone's kind of shocked because they're all a bunch of entrepreneurs. They're like, everyone's kind of high, like a lot of people are high money driven. And I was more impact driven. So yeah, that was kind of shocking. But it really helped me understand my purpose and why I do what I do. And it's because of my love of entrepreneurs to really help them scale so they can take a portion of that revenue, give it to their families, communities, and favorite charities, hence making the world a better place.
I love that. I think it's the part that, everyone kind of talks about that as this super ethereal type of thing that eventually I want to do. You literally have done it from like day one. I mean, it's crazy because it's one of the things I love. And that's really why I wanted to have you on the show is obviously we'll talk about the funnels you're creating and literally the millions of dollars you're helping for yourself as well as for your clients. But I want to kind of help people understand when we talk about this idea as far as being one funnel away, for you it's one funnel away from giving and helping and restoring sight and helping kids. So I want to kind of, we'll get to that other stuff, but this is a different side we typically don't address. And I want to just dive right into that with you, if you're okay with that.
I'm so happy to talk about that because what not annoys me, not frustrates me, but what concerns me is like when people are like, oh, when I'm successful, then I will give. But the thing is, like, I feel like you need to have that giving mindset from day one. Otherwise, you're not really going to be successful. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's like, I was homeless. I didn't have money to give. So at that time, I was giving time. Do you know what I mean? And there was a time I didn't have time. And then so I was just calling like my mom and my family members and just making them happy. Like, you ever call like your aunt, for example, like your long lost aunt, be like, hey, aunt, just thinking about you. Love you. I mean, they literally cry, by the way, when you do that. So listen, my number one secret, honestly, is not a Facebook pixel, is not some content or copy strategy or some webinar secret formula. Honest to God, I swear to God, it is giving. because every time I give, matter of fact, I've been taking this month real easy. I've had a phenomenal month revenue-wise for those people who care about that. Do you know why I believe that is? Earlier this month, we built a well in Africa, and they, believe it or not, right now we abuse water. It's meaningless. It's nothing to us. It's free. They have to walk miles and miles with big buckets on their head just to go get clean water back. Half the day is gone. The poor get poor. When are they going to work? Half the day is going to walk to get water. We built a well there, solar powered, by the way. Now, thousands of people every day are going to have access to clean water, which is something they never had before. Is it a coincidence that like right away we did 50,000 like this? And while I was honestly actually on vacation, not to be cheesy and be like that, you know, on the beach, it's just true. I was on a lake, but it's because of the giving. I can promise you that. And when I get a little lazy, because that happens sometimes, because sometimes you get sick of, not sick of writing the charity checks, but sometimes it just becomes another check. And it's not, which is why I'm actually want to opening my own charity. Because I want to be more hands-on. I want to take my kids to like a farm every weekend where we can be charitable. You know, when you slow down a little bit, I notice that my revenue is less every time. Every time I forget to write a check or something, always is less. But when I, the more I give, I swear, the more I make, the more happier I am, really.
I love it. I've been a huge believer in the whole principle of tithing for years and years. Kind of grew up on that principle with my parents, you know, teach me, give away, you know, 10%, a tenth. Yeah. And I've adapted that in my own life, and it's been fun since then, where you can now give more than a tenth and yeah. to other yeah. charities and do other things that you want to do with it. But I think what you said is probably the most important thing, and that is if you think you're going to give later and you don't now, you just never will. it just doesn't happen that way. So I wanted to make sure that we kind of started off with this. And yeah. I'm sure some people may have turned off the podcast by now, but that's okay. But for those of you who are still with us, I wanted to make sure you guys understand there is a law. I'm a huge believer. Again, you know, there's laws irrevocably decreed in heaven before the foundation of this world upon which all blessings are predicated. And I believe, you know, whenever you receive any blessings from obedience to those laws, you know, upon which they're predicated. Kind of scriptural type of belief that I've come to find out to be true for myself. And that is, as you give more, and if you, there's, money's like a vacuum. And when all of a sudden you start receiving stuff and you give more out, that vacuum has to be filled and you just get more, kind of like what you, how you illustrated that. But with that said, I'd like to now kind of divert more towards the money side of how do you help people actually earn the type of incomes where they can build wells and they can help those children who need eyesight. And let's kind of talk on the business side now. Let's make this transition.
Yeah.
I know you've got a book out, you know, your seven, what's the name of the book?
It's Seven Figure Funnels that slap you in the face with a cold, wet fish blueprint on how to generate a seven figure business online in just seven ethical steps, smiley face.
Holy smokes. I can't even repeat any of that. So just go to sevenfigurebook.com and you can see it. But
here's the marketing.
That big long title basically means there's a way of building seven figure funnels. And so with that said, Akbar, tell me give some people again. You've always been charitable and giving. I want you to give like real nuggets, actionable steps that people can take right now to make that stuff happen.
You know, Dave, I'll tell you something interesting. There's something I was talking about my hair getting gray. Something I'm realizing is that you can actually be really whoever you want to be. And I want to get a little deeper in that. Meaning, I'll be a little vulnerable with you by nature. And I believe that we're all tested. Like some people are just naturally have an addictive personality. So maybe they're being tested like that. Maybe, you know, it's tough for them to stay away from alcohol or something like that. Like we're all genetically a certain which way. And, you know, we're tested that way. Some people, you know, they're addicted to all different stuff. Me by nature, Dave, I'm a little bit of a naughty boy. You know, and what I mean by that is like, my hands are a little greasy, I'm at someone's house, I got a cheeseburger and no one's looking, I'm going to wipe my hands on their curtains. You know what I mean? If I'm chewing gum and no one's like, I'm going to put it under the table. All sorts of things. I'm going to litter. I'm going to do all these things. I'm a little naughty. Guess what? I don't do any of these things because you can be anyone you want to be. And I've chosen to be a better person, even though by nature, you know, I want to put my feet up and smoke a cigar and have some Jack Daniels. I don't do any of that. You know what I mean? Now, there are certain things you need to do to be successful in business, right? For example, the number one thing is when I failed for 10 years, like, and I had that realization when I failed for 10 years over and over and over again, that time when I was homeless and I was first discovering like online and funnels, And 30 days went by and I didn't make any sales. I said to myself, dude, I don't care. I see all these guys making it. They don't seem any different than me, right? They seem like a weirdo just like me, right? It's like, I'm just not going to give up, right? I'm just going to make it happen or I'm literally going to die trying in this closet, okay? So I didn't give up. And by nature, I'm a person who just gives up. I'm like, forget it. Just like, I'm on a diet. Never mind. Give me a cheeseburger, right? But I'm not doing that. So I lost 70 pounds is by choosing to be a person that's not going to give up. Number one. Number two is the discipline. I wish you can see it. I have a daily three. It's very simple. Every single, okay, so what it is, I have the goals written out, right? Okay, we want this funnel. Now what we're going to do is we want a converting webinar funnel, for example. That's what we're in now. Now we're going to dissect that into smaller goals. Okay, we need an awesome headline. We need awesome three secrets. We need some awesome pictures. Okay, these are to-do lists. I got to get a guy on Fiverr. I got to get a copywriter to look this over. I got to get the tech person to put this together. You know, and then you keep reading. Now you got a big to-do list. Now I'll say this, and I hold by with my heart and my soul. It is science, in my opinion, and Dave, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it is scientifically impossible on a molecular level to fail at this game if you don't give up and you're doing at least three things a day to move your business forward.
Sounds good to me.
No one's ever, I've said that to a lot of people. No one's ever been able to say, no, that's not true. So to me, that's the person I'm choosing to be. So for me, success is not, what annoys me is when some people say, oh man, you're lucky or success is luck. I don't think so. I think success is an option. And the good news is that anyone can choose to be that person.
I totally agree with you on that. So now that you've made the choice to actually be successful, what are the things that, so right now, what are the three things on your board? What are the three things you're going to do every day?
I'll open it right now because I have goals. I have goals. And it's interesting. I'll just mention this. I have goals on my board. The other day I was in, I started kickboxing and I went to the locker room and I opened up my locker room where I had all my things. I saw my Breitling watch. I saw my $1,000 shoes. I saw my Bentley keys. And I saw all of it. I'm like, okay, it was nice in the beginning, but now it's meaningless. If you look at my goals now, it's to get a farm for charity. It's to buy my parents an estate where we can all be together. It's to be a philanthropist, a local philanthropist. It's about being near my community. It's about helping people. It's all about that. And all the materialistic things are, there's nothing materialistic there. There's no Gucci purse or anything like that. There's nothing there. It's all about family, community and charity. And that's what drives me. But as far as my to-do list, getting off the top of my, here it is. I'm going to talk to my accountant because I'm paying endless taxes and we need to see what's going on with that. I'm going to do automated postings in my Facebook group because I'm trading time for money, not automating that. So here's a big secret, by the way, I'm getting a little off topic, but when you're talking about content on Facebook, you have to engage. And when you engage, like if you put a cool content post online and people are commenting and you don't respond, Facebook just shuts you down. It gets a little weird because sometimes people are like, awesome post. I'm just like, cool. Or I have to say something, right? Because when you do that engagement, then, you know, you keep getting more and more and more views. It's awesome. So I put that into automating. I got to get like an assistant to do that because I can't, it gets annoying for me to just be like, cool, thank you, awesome. You know, it's like, what are you going to say after a while? You know what I mean? And then I'm working on a few projects. We're looking to build a software. We're looking to get into real estate. We're looking to open a, believe it or not, a mattress retail store. It's going to be a very unique concept, but there's a lot of things on here. I have a lot more than three, but you just need three.
So what are some of the things for those people who are listening, they need action steps right now. So yeah. Typically our people are listening are everything from people who are just getting started and just heard about ClickFunnels to those people who are at seven figures like yourself and those who are approaching eight and even above eight. Yeah. So let's right now for those people who are just getting, I want you to basically tell me two or three okay. things that a person is just getting started right now. What are the things they need to focus on?
Okay, so check this out. I really feel as entrepreneurs, Dave, that we're artists. And I feel like our mind is our canvas and it needs to be clear and it needs to be crisp for us to create these phenomenal wealth generating funnels, right? For that to happen, we need some systems from day one. Dave, and I'm only preaching what I did and when I was broke, you need an assistant right away from day one, no matter where you are financially. For example, if you can only afford a VA, now listen, you get plenty of VAs for $10 an hour. If you can only afford them for a couple hours a week, get it. And have them, remember I told you to break down all the tasks. The mind is a very particular thing. you can only do a certain amount of things and then it turns off. It's like, I'm done for the day. If you're filling it up with menial things, write down your day. What are you doing? How long does it take you to get to work? How long do you spend in the bathroom? How long are you spending trying to figure out copy? All these things. How much are you worth an hour? If you're worth, let's just say $100 an hour, wait a minute. Why am I spending half the day doing things I can pay someone $10 an hour to do? You're just messing yourself up because there's only so much you can do and then you're done. Get a VA. That VA will make you more profitable because it'll free you up. Then you can spend your God-given gift doing income generating activities. Then, like I started like that, a VA for a couple hours a week. Now I have a full-time in-house, you know, right-hand man, but we built up that way organically. So that's number one. Is
great tip.
Yeah. So have a giving mentality from day one and have a team mentality from day one. This isn't a one-man show. Like, I mean, it depends on your goals really, but if you're trying to be in like the seven-figure world, it's really difficult to do as a one-man show. So that's one thing. Another thing, Dave, is really crystal clear clarity. And this is something really I learned in Russell Brunson's Inner Circle as well. If you're not working towards something, you're working towards nothing. And it's like, my goals are right there and I get to look at them every day. You have to have those goals so you know what you're working towards every day. Otherwise, you're just on a treadmill, just running in circles, running in place all the time. You know what I mean? So if you have a crystal clear goals, you have help, you have the giving mentality. Okay. Now you want to talk about specifics, you want to talk about funnels. Is your messaging clear? Are you going to pass what I call the dumb bum test? If I show you my funnel immediately and close the laptop, are you going to say, hey, what was that? What's in it for me? And how do I get it? I've had people talk to me about their funnels, right? All the time. And I ask them, hey, what do you do? 20 minutes later in the conversation, I'm like, so by the way, what do you do? You know what I mean? So it's like clarity. Hey, watch this. Just do it. Got milk. I mean, these are some of the largest marketing campaigns ever. People have their life story on their funnel, right? Or they're missing everything. Just what did Einstein say? The beauty is in simplicity. The genius is in taking something complex and making it so the masses can understand.
So for an example, someone comes to you and says, so Akbar, what is it that you do? What do you do?
Well, I help entrepreneurs scale to seven figures by ethically injecting seven ethical principles of persuasion into their funnels.
Boom.
That's a long version of it. Yeah.
Massive curiosity. Yeah. Wait a second. There's a couple hooks there. So what are some of those seven proven ethical steps?
You know, there's a lot of different things. Dave, there's scarcity, there's social proof, there's authority, there's likability, there's tenacity. Take tenacity, for example. You know that the lion's share of a lot of revenue is done on the back end, is done in follow-up. Guess what? Most people don't have any follow-up. I'm like, hey, how's your emails going? They're like, well, emails? Where's that? What's that? You know, it's like, hey, most people, listen, shiny object syndrome. Listen, hey, media, 4,000 ads a day we're seeing. Our minds are like, it's a miracle they're not melted, honestly. You have to constantly, how are you going to hey, if they're looking at your funnel and they get distracted by the 8 million things going on and they don't go back to your funnel, they're done with you. On to the next one, right? But if you're constantly engaging with them via email or Facebook group or bot or what have you, then you stay on the top of their mind.
So right now I'm opening up your sevenfigurebook.com funnel.
Yeah.
And so when you go there, basically, obviously you've got a ton of social proof over the top as featured in NBC, Two Comma Club, Yahoo Finance, Huffington Post, Fox News, number one international best-selling book in five different countries. Powerful. You have 5-star ratings on there. All this, again, $47 book. Grab your free copy of the number one bestseller, Seven-Figure Funnels. So yeah. I think one of the things that I loved about your page was people, you have to understand, you have to sell even something that's free. And I had this conversation with Russell the other day. I'm like, just to sell something free, even like a free plus shipping offer. If you look at our Expert Secrets funnel, my gosh, if we were to print that out, I don't know, I think it's like 50, 60 pages.
Wow.
But it's just crazy. But I look at yours, it's that same thing. You've got to have social proof. You've got to be willing. And I had this conversation with my son last night, Christian. He's 17 years old. 17 years old. And he's going, he's just getting started with ClickFunnels. He wants to do affiliate contest. And he's like, well, Dad, I'm trying to find out, you know, what should be what's my hook? What's my offer? How do I get people? And what's my opt-in page? And it's interesting having these conversations with a 17-year-old son who's understanding you have to have a hook. You have to have an offer. You've got to have a story. You've got to have something that's compelling that's there. And I think, again, what I love about your page is it's a super simple opt-in page. Again, yes, I deserve this. Interesting, not I want this, but I actually deserve this. So tell me why you went with the yes, I deserve this.
Well, it's interesting because people, you know, it's basic psychology, right? That they're like, you know what? It's like giving them permission to succeed. It's like giving them permission. A lot of people are afraid of success. So this is allowing yourself to permit yourself to succeed. Now, what I really like about this page too, one of my favorite things is when you opt in, I get your email address, but instantaneously, you're taken right away to my bot.
Okay, that's exactly what I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
So I want you guys, this is why I want you to check this out. I want you to go to 7figurebook.com, opt in, and usually what most of you guys are used to seeing is you're going to go to a thank you page. Mm-hmm, and that doesn't happen in that far. I'm like, where am I? So tell me, how did you open up my Facebook page?
So by the way, you're going to say 7figurebook.com. They're going to ask, do you spell it or is it the number? Aha, we got both the URLs. So yeah, okay, so check it out. So you opt in, I get your email, which is cool because, like, you know, people get opt in, you know, what's a great open rate? 20%, 25%? What's a great click-through rate? 1 to 5%, 10%? I mean, like, you know, these are very high rates. Okay, so I get your email, then immediately I message you on your instant messenger on Facebook. My bot does. And it says, and it's a video. Now, which is important. I'll get to that in a second. It's a video of me saying, hey, awesome. You want my book? That's so cool. Right. And it's me. It's kind of cool. I'm in a nice leather coat and like a cool background, with, like, nice trees and stuff. And then I was like, you want my book? Awesome. Guess what? It's in my Facebook group. And it's my free Facebook group where we give you a ton of tips on how to scale your business to 7 figures. It's a free group. Very exclusive. It's right in there. Would you like to go get that now? And then they have to click yes. So now they've engaged with my bot. So now they're on my bot list. And then now they're going and joining my group. So I've gotten their email. They're on my bot. And now they're in my group. Now, by the way, emails are cool, but bots are freaking phenomenal. You know, like 80% open rate, like 30 to 50% click through. Like, it's like the numbers are ridiculous. Like, we're going to be laughing at this in years to come. Be like, dude, we should have taken more advantage of this. And this is like the wild, wild west. And then, of course, in the Facebook group, you cultivate them regularly with regular, we give daily content. So, dude, it comes to a point, Dave, honestly, and this is important. It comes to a point where people come to me to work with me and they have no questions for me. They have no qualms about my pricing. And they're just ready to join because they've been soaking and they've been inundated with so much content from bots, from emails, from my Facebook group. They're just like, dude, please take my money. Do you know what I mean? And that's how you do it.
I love it. So there's two clicks on the Facebook Messenger bot. The first one basically says, yes, I'm in. Second one is join my group. Mm-hmm. I joined the group. Very first thing there is it's a pinned post where the actual download is. So the deliverable is actually in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, it basically goes into your recent activity, which again, just announced you got your new podcast just went live. Yeah. See that on the top of there. So what's your podcast? Might as well pitch that too.
Yeah. Secrets to scaling. we're doing we're doing omnipresence, man. We're trying to be everywhere. Listen, we started nowhere. Listen, when I joined ClickFunnels, I didn't even have a Facebook account because none of my friends are on Facebook. I only joined Facebook for ClickFunnels, to be in the ClickFunnels group, really. Isn't that funny? Now we have a thriving Facebook group. We have an Instagram with over 10,000 followers. We have a Facebook business page. We have LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel. We've got podcast Secrets of Scaling. We're launching a blog next week. We've got a big email list. We got a bot list. And it all started from really nothing, but I decided to be that person who's going to have all this stuff. Why, by the way, why? It's because I wanted an audience. Why? It's because when I have a cool cause, like I want to help blind kids get their vision back, or I want to sponsor orphans, or I want to do something cool, I have a community of like-minded people who are with me that'll help me do it. A lot like Russell's changing the world with the brother who's helping those kids in the Underground Railroad operation.
Well, thank you. And again, I think the part I hope you guys all listen to and really kind of catch your some of the major value bombs that you've been mentioning here. One is you have to have a VA. It's probably the biggest mistake I made was thinking I could do this myself. And I was too cheap. And I really was. When I first started, I was just too cheap. And I think the key is I don't care if it's for an hour a week or 2 hours a week. I saw the same thing happen in my life as far as getting assistance from my house, as far as whether it's a pool keeper, someone cutting the grass, someone cleaning the house, someone doing the shop, whatever, those things, they add up. It frees your mind. Mm. No, you have to do that. The other thing I really would encourage you guys to do is go through sevenfigurebook.com. Take a look at the way in which the funnel works. It's super, super simple. I mean, it is literally just an opt-in page directly to a Facebook group. That's it. I mean, and the great part about it is the other thing you just said, and that is you don't have to do all of it at once. Mm. And I think that's where people, they just get overwhelmed. And just pick one. Just pick the one thing and do that one thing. So Akbar, again, appreciate that a ton. Love seeing what you're doing. As we get close to wrapping things up here, any other parting words you want to make sure people know about?
No, my parting words is really, you know, listen, it's very interesting, this entrepreneurial journey. I kind of have, you know, I'm still new. I mean, we just started like not even 2 years ago. It's very interesting because we all started at the bottom. I think everyone started at the bottom. I know I started at pretty much a rock. I mean, I was homeless. But then you start growing an audience and you start doing some things, you start scaling. Okay, now you're making five figures, now you make four figures, five figures, six figures, seven figures. I recently had this, a big, big mentor of mine. I found out recently from someone on the phone, I was doing a sales pitch. Like, dude, stop with all the sales pitch. I've been around for a long time. I was with this so-and-so, and this is a big, big, big guy, making one of the biggest guys in our space. He said, listen, I was with his group 2 years ago and it cost like $10,000, and I got to talk to him personally like once a month. I'm like, that dude was talking. That guy talks to no one right now and he charges 10 times the amount. He's massive. That was on him only 2 years ago. Everyone goes through the exact same journey. You can be anywhere you want to be if you just don't give up and you stick to the proven path. And it's just a big congratulations. I just want everyone to understand how truly, truly blessed we are. Open the news for two. I don't watch the news, by the way. Open the news for 2 minutes. It is the most depressing thing in the world. We are so blessed to be in a first world country and to have the internet and to have ClickFunnels. Please take advantage of it.
Well, thanks, bud. Always a pleasure talking to you. Love spending time with you today. Again, check out sevenfigurebook.com. Haven't listened to your podcast yet, but I'm sure it's good. So I look forward to seeing that as well. But we'll look forward to talking to you soon, bud.
Likewise, Dave. Thanks so much, man. Peace.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.